Director of Allegheny County Department of Public Works, Stephen Shanley. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
All hands on deck, right? You got your crews out there. How many trucks did I hear? 30?
That's correct, Larry. We have 30 trucks installed with plows at 4 a.m. this morning. We've been treating roads, and we've hit every road at least once, and we're going on a second round at this time, and we'll continue until the precipitation stops or the county main town roads are clear.
And it's really important, Stephen, as you know, that people understand there are city roads, county roads, state roads, and other municipalities. So, and you have a unique way for people to find out what you guys are doing. It's high tech.
Yeah, they can find that information out on our website. It is confusing for everybody to find. If they're not sure of who maintains the road, they can go on to the website, and it's AlleghenyCounty.us/WhoPlowsMyRoad, and I can find out who maintains the road, and there's a contact number of who they can call.
It almost sounds like a game show, doesn't it?
I love that. Who plows my roads?
Right. You know, the thing I want to ask is this. Now that you've got the attention of our audience this morning, what one thing do you want drivers to know?
Back off!
Yeah, I guess slow down. Drive in accordance with road conditions. Leave extra space with the vehicles in front of them. Extra time also. And please give our salt truck crews plenty of room to operate so they can clear our roads as efficiently as possible.
And, Stephen, when you say that, I know from a practical standpoint, you suggest 6 car lengths behind a plow truck that's salting. But a lot of commuters creep way closer than that. But there's not much you can do about it except just keep asking them to do it.
That is correct, yeah. Our crews need enough room to operate, and they're putting salt out, too. So it's better to leave extra room for their vehicles also. So, they need to clear the roads as efficiently as possible, and this gets a little more challenging during rush hour.
On a day like today, what kind of a shift does a person put in when they're driving a plow truck for the county? We obviously started early this morning, but we have another round coming, and I guess you have to also have some people on staff. How does that work?
We have 2 shifts, so we have 24-hour coverage, so our shifts can work 12 hours, and we split it up between 2 shifts throughout the day. So we have 24-hour coverage. And we'll be on the roads until they're all cleared.
All right. I'm guessing salt supply isn't an issue since we haven't had a lot of snow in the last few years.
Yeah, we have over 10,000 tons of salt available at our disposal.
All right, Stephen, appreciate you taking some time this morning to be with us. Be safe right out there with your crews. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good day.
You got it. Stephen Shanley, who is the Allegheny County Director of Public Works. So
I have to say that in the time that I've been here, county roads have always been well covered.
Yeah, and there
I mean, the ones that I'm around.
But there is often confusion, Paul, of who's responsible for certain streets. So you have the city, and you know over the years they've got their issues with certain hilly, in particular, certain side streets on hills. Then you have Allegheny County. Then you have the state-maintained roads with PennDOT. Then you have the other municipalities around the region, and then you have the private that do a lot of the commercial lots.
I saw at least 3 of them this morning on the way into work, working in the big parking lots.
What's interesting is a lot of those guys, and for the most part they are guys, few women, that kind of moonlight, because obviously in the last few years we haven't had much snow, but a lot of them are landscapers.
That's right.
Summer jobs. And then we talked to Andy Amrine and with Marty and I a couple of times about the lack of snow over the last few years has changed the landscape for hardware stores, and the purchases have changed.
I wonder if that's going to change a little bit this year back in the other direction.
I don't know. It's early, and you shared those numbers with me yesterday from the National Weather Service, where the snowiest day, and this may be hard to believe for a lot of people, in 2024 was February 16th, and we had a whopping 3.3 inches of snow.
And look at the snow total for the year and how far it was off the usual.
Yeah, the total for 2024 was 21.1 inches. 23 inches behind the normal snowfall for the season. So, and it was the warmest year on record for Pittsburgh on top of that. The previous record may surprise people was 1921. So we're on track. Now, there's one other statistic I want to share, and that is, and this stuck in my mind because we had such a sunny summer and fall compared to what we normally have in Pittsburgh. And being a native, I remember we got a lot more snow in the winter, and we didn't get as much sun in the summer and fall as other places, but we did really well this year. However, last January was the most cloud cover of any month in recorded history in
Pittsburgh.
That's
right, it was. I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was like the sun never came out.
And then it got really wet for a stretch into spring, and then it got pretty sunny and dry for the most part.
And that the most rain on one day, that was like almost 2¾ inches, right? Back in April, was it?
Yeah, 100%. So that brings you right up to speed. And now,
that's a lot of rain for one day.
Speaking of what's going on our roadways, we have somebody for that.